Okay, so we're going to continue on the question and answers and so forth. And so raise your hand if you have a question, and Daniel will give someone the mic.
Hi, Alexis. This is Jessica.
Well, hello, Jessica.
Hi. I don't know exactly what my question is. I know that I'm in a big time of change. And there's so much chaos sometimes that I can hardly find the ground to keep walking on. And when I remember that it's the chaos and the change and that I'm moving towards where I want to go, I feel okay. And when I forget that, I feel really scared. But one thing I think is happening is an old place of a lot of self-sabotage where I'm hurting myself.
Is that physically, emotionally, or what?
Both. But just recently I had a car wreck where I physically hurt myself.
Mm.
I fell asleep and totaled a car. And it had a lot of messages to me about falling asleep. I happen to be listening to the tape, Alleviating Your Life Lesson. I just feel like my negative ego is kicking and screaming, kicking up a lot, fighting me really making my big changes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I feel really grounded in that I so much want to be this new person that I feel okay.
Mm-hmm.
I would just like some support and understanding some of it.
All right. Well, car accidents are very intriguing because in your culture, in your consensus reality, the car is a shell that you sit inside. Much as the seat of your soul sits inside your body. And so very often the car as a vehicle shows itself as an image change. When you total the car, well, you know, that means your old image is over. No more going back to your old image. And what we see going on here, dear one, is that because you don't see exactly where you're going and you don't have a sense of what you might say clarity about the form of it and how it's going to look and how it's going to be and that type of thing. You have a sense of the function of it, of the kind of things that you might be doing, but they haven't fully taken shape yet, have they, in any kind of construct or events or form or manifestation, yes?
Right. I mean, one of my big focuses is to open up this new business, this cafe, and I keep running into problem after problem and financial difficulty, and I keep focusing on that's going to happen, but with a lot of fear.
Mm-hmm.
But within that, yes, I don't have a clear picture a lot of the times.
Right, right. Well, you're seeing some form, but somehow or another, you're missing, the piece that you're missing in that vision is who you are there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a part of you that you don't feel really able to see yourself as big as you think you have to be.
Mm-hmm.
To do it. There's a comfortable old familiarity in seeing yourself as small.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems to be comfortable to hide. You've given yourself a big challenge.
Mm-hmm.
To move from the shadows out into the limelight, because to have a cafe, you have to interface with the public and you have to be out there. And to a certain extent, you have to advertise and market and go shake hands with people. It's almost like being a politician, you know. And
yeah,
right.
In the beginning, it was very exciting, and I could I would get scared, and I could see myself in the future and see myself in there, and that would take care of my fear.
Right, right.
But I couldn't do that for a while.
That's right. You kind of sunk back into the shadows. You're just kind of hiding again.
And that is exactly how I've been feeling lately. Like it's an old comfortable shoe.
That's right.
The old,
and it, but the it's
old
really
me, and how that, hard it is to really change that into that new me that I know I
that's
want.
That's right. To. That's right. And it's so alluring to go and slip back into the old shoe, to slip back into the old self, and just. Because when you first found that self years ago, it was a place of great comfort for you. And said, wow, I have a place I can go and be with myself. And it was like a beautiful thing then. It's just that you've outgrown it. And yet, it takes so much energy to stay at that peak level, at that expanded self, because you have to go against that resistance. You have to overcome that resistance. That's what we were talking about earlier. Because the resistance for you is the reflection you keep getting from your reality, from the events that are happening in your reality, the delays, the financial crises, the lack of support, this, that, and so forth. All seem to reflect a smaller self. They seem to be congruent with that. They keep consistent with someone who's not going to make it. And so you've been starting to give more and more reality, more and more power away to the external stimuli. Mm-hmm. And this is a deliberate strategy on the part of the ego. Mm-hmm. You know, because the ego knows that if it just keeps wearing away at you, you're going to go run back into your nice little closet and shut the door. And then the ego's got you. Mm-hmm. I got you, you know. But the thing is that what we are wanting to talk to you about here is that there is to recognize that when you dream yourself larger, when you see yourself as this person who is holding this cafe, for example, very successful, having a celebratory time in it, go for the emotional state. Really just go and feel yourself in what the emotional state of that success would be. Because you're also getting snagged up by the form, by all the details of what you have to do, and you're setting up like barriers for yourself. Are you aware of that? Mm. Like, I've got to get this. What is it? You know, I've got to obtain the site. I've got to get the permit. I've got to get the supplies. I've got to get, you know, all the practical stuff.
Yeah.
There's just so much of that stuff, and it's almost like in the way.
Yeah.
Because the self that you were dreaming was you were already on the other side of that. Okay? So the key for you to be able to be happy with the process, which is what you're not enjoying. You're not enjoying that in-between process of getting there. Because every step in that process, every piece of that process is requiring for you to grow yourself and see your self-image larger to deal with it. So you're giving yourself one growth opportunity after another. Mm-hmm. And you've been interpreting all of this, all of the challenges and the resistances as something that is really negative and a setback and creating discouragement, easy discouragement. Mm-hmm. Now, look and in your past, before you had this dream, how easy was it for you to get discouraged?
I'd say just as easy.
Right. This is the pattern. Uh-huh. The ego can snag you on this one. I am a person who gets discouraged easily. And then it's hardship. Then everything that I do, if I want to succeed, it requires overcoming. And it requires hardship. And I have to work harder. Mm-hmm. Now, we want to point out that this is something you inherited. It's in your family. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't get anything easy in your family.
No.
Right? No, it's all...
That's an understatement.
This is tradition. All right? It's got to be hard. You know? And of course, it gets couched in this, like, metaphysical sweet talk, like, you know, if it's worth having, it's worth, you know, struggling for and suffering for and sacrificing for. But everybody in your family, over, you know, several generations, you know, has had to go through this. And their answer has only been what the consensus has given them. Just got to toughen it out, got to push, got to drive. And then look at what happens at nearer the end of the life of your parents, your grandparents, and so on, whoever, who you can experience in the retirement years. What is their take on what happened? Their level of success? Are they happy with it?
In my family?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, they're not, are they?
No, they're still struggling.
That's right. So you got into a family whose tradition is the struggle never ends.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
This is in your self-image. And this is where years ago you found this comfortable little closet inside yourself to go and crawl up in.
So, you know, I do understand this. Excuse me for interrupting. I do understand this, and I understand when this big financial change that happened with me a little over a year ago happened was because there was such a big part of me that said, no, everything that was happening in my life was going in that direction and I knew wouldn't work. And so it was like, it was no.
Mm-hmm.
But it also created everything where I had to start out at zero. And I'm having a hard time, like I can't, I can't even put it into words. Maybe some of it's, I can't stop feeling sorry for myself also, how mm-hmm. I can start off at zero and still make it, quote mm-hmm. unquote.
All right, well, we were going to get to that in just
okay.
a minute. Yes. See, what's happening here by destroying your car, right? Going to sleep, destroying your car, injuring yourself. You know, your image has to start from scratch. Your image has to start from scratch. What you've decided to do, part of your mission here, is that you've got to change this template that your family has. And to change the template, you've got to start from a new foundation. So you got to create a new foundation. Now, your family sees everything as hardship, which means that they're not receiving any energy. We talked about this earlier. You know, if you don't receive enough energy, then you keep getting depleted, depleted, depleted. And so we would suggest for you, first of all, is that you need to practice receiving. And so we'd suggest the technique we did earlier this evening is going to be very, very helpful for you, number one. Number two, knowing that you have to start from absolute scratch, knowing that you're going into the void, knowing that you're going into the chaos, into the unknown, and that there is not going to be any similarity in a way between the self that you are that emerges on the other side, like the butterfly. You're going to have to go through the cocoon, right? Now, that closet feels like the cocoon. It's seductive. That's not the cocoon. The cocoon is you going and sitting in the void and clearing your mind of all the mental talk of your family, to clear out their history out of you. This is not an easy task, perhaps, but it doesn't have to be hard either if you are willing to receive energy, if you're willing to dream yourself from scratch. But the thing is that you're really, really pissed, number three. You're really pissed. damn it, I got loaded down with this pile of crap for my family, and I wanted to show them that you can get out from under it. I want to demonstrate to them that spirituality and success, and I can dream, and I can be, you know, a magical person, and I can do this and that and the other. In a way, there's a part of you that wanted to show them. Are you aware of that part?
Yes.
All right. Well, you're really pissed that you keep... The rug keeps getting pulled out from under you, and you can't really show them.
Yes.
Right? Like, darn it, I wanted to show them that I was superior, right?
Yes.
This was an ego agenda. Mm-hmm. So if you hold any of that energy in there, your ego's got you. Mm-hmm. And that's place where they've hooked in, is they've hooked you into thinking, I have the more superior way. This way's better than theirs. I'm going to show them that I'm okay. I'm going to show them that I can do it. Now, this is not uncommon when you have someone who is a person to dream a new reality and who wants to come in and make some changes on the planet, right? And do a whole new paradigm shift. Before you get out of the old paradigm, you want to get validated for where you're going. And you want to be better than. It's just part of the old paradigm. And so the ego gets you there. And the way that you get held there is because you're really pissed. So we would suggest this third piece is to really clear your rage and your anger. The places where you felt helpless and powerless and really, really angry and felt that somehow or another that the example that your parents set for you and the depressions and all the down energy and discouragements and all that kind of stuff in your family and all that hardship energy, it's like you're angry about it and you need to kind of clear that out. Do you have good techniques to clear it out with?
Yes.
Okay, because until you clear that out, you're going to get stuck in the martyrhood. Mm-hmm. And you're going to try to prove yourself. Mm-hmm. And this is not about proving yourself. This is just about freeing yourself, you see. And as long as you have that relationship with them on a psychic level and as an undercurrent, you're going to sabotage yourself over and over and over again. And you want to end the sabotage, you want to end the self-pity, because all of that has to do with that dance with your family.
I'm assuming the techniques would be ones with you or Lazarus that are...
Releasing anger and
yes.
Forgiveness.
Yes.
All right, good, yeah. Okay. That's what you want to do. And, of course, forgive yourself. And then take all the judgment off your family. Mm-hmm. Every single last judgment off of them. Yeah. Everyone. Mm-hmm. Everyone. No comparisons, okay? Mm-hmm. This is going to be tricky because you were trained in this. Mm-hmm. They trained you well in that.
Yes.
Yeah, they were always comparing and seeing what stacks mm-hmm. up and who compares to this and who's better than that. Blah, blah, blah. Right?
Yes.
So you inherited a good load. But then you wanted to change that piece. You saw that the world was suffering because people didn't realize they didn't have to suffer. And so you were attracted to come into this lifetime and say, oh, I'm going to change that piece. Mm. So, yeah, this is a life lesson. And it's a mission. So it's a challenge and a great opportunity. And the trick is to remind yourself of that when the temptation is to go and hide in your closet and feel sorry for yourself. And zone out and numb out, which is what happened when you drove your car. Yeah, okay, zone out. I just don't want to be present. Mm-hmm. It's too painful. But you see, once you get the anger out, you'll release the passion that can help you dream, that can help that create that new one. And by doing the reservoir and learn and getting that receiving and expanding yourself and extending the image of who you can be and who you are and claiming more of who you are and stepping into your power and owning who you are. The more you do that, the more easily you're going to be able to start dreaming what it's going to feel like to be that successful you. Now, we want to warn you. The form that you saw as your liberation, i.e. the cafe, you may shift. It may shift to another form. It may stay the same, but it may shift. Mm-hmm. Because right now, that image, the form, has a taint in it. It is tainted by this whole demonstration. I'm going to demonstrate that the spiritual way, the metaphysical way. I'm going to program realities. I'm going to show them I don't have to suffer and sweat so hard like they do. You see? Mm-hmm. So that, and it's really good for you to, we're so glad you asked this question because so many people struggle over this piece. It's part of your compassion to come and work with it so that you could give it to others, that you could create a template for other people. You know how many families have suffering and struggle as their MO? Anybody? But if that's, you know, if you want to look at on an energetic basis, on an internal personality basis, where you get to with that, that's the young adult. Mm-hmm. The young adult likes to dream, doesn't like to follow through. When you start to do the practical things you got to do to fulfill your dream, the young adult's generally out of there. Mm-hmm. Because a young adult doesn't want to risk failure. Just wants to play with the fantasy. So what may happen is, as you heal and release and get yourself clear of the energies of your parents and their program of life, you may find that your young adult may change their whole imagination. Now, don't kick the young adult out. They're fabulous to dream with. All of you, remember how creative you were? Young adult, 18 to 22, your imagination is way up there. And you also had this idea of how life should be. You remember all of that? You knew how to fix the world. But there was no way you were going to lift a finger to do the hard work. No. You were just going to hold this dream and everybody's going to come and worship you and say, oh, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Oh, well, you take care of that and you take care of that. And the young adult has this whole thing so nicely set up. So we would suggest you go find your young adult. She who's dreaming that her life is going to be different from that of her parents, and she's going to have it so much better, and she's going to finally, you know, one of the things that women, underneath a woman, you know, just scratch them a little bit, you'll find a princess wannabe. I want to be adored. I want to have all the money in the world so I can hang out and maybe just go shopping or just put money wherever I want to. Oh, I'll create a foundation for this, or I'll, you know, the little princess that's in there, right? Well, what we would suggest you do is to give your young adult, find that princess wannabe, find that young adult, and give her everything she wants. Just satiate her with everything and have her look absolutely gorgeous. Give her the best, you know, plastic surgeon so she looks perfect. All right? And then give her all the money. Give her give her the sexiest, fabulous boyfriend, right? Give her everything. All the fantasy she could possibly have. Set her up. Until she goes blotto. She goes an overload from it, right? And then you say, okay, so go enjoy all of this, but there's one condition. And she's going to go, a condition? Oh, heaven help her, a condition? And you'll say, yeah, you don't come into my life as my advisor anymore. I call on you for some imagination work, and that's it. But no more advice about how to deal with fear, how to deal with life, how to deal with this, how to deal with that. You stay there, okay? And get her to agree. You'll have to get her to agree. She's been trying to protect you. She's been trying to bring you back into the fantasy world and away from that harsh world out there. So she'll collapse the harsh world out there, quote unquote, which means your manifestation gets collapsed. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So that you have to go back into fantasy land. So you have to detach and hide again. Mm-hmm. She's the one that kind of keeps reminding you to do it. And the ego is the one who scares you into it. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right, so as soon as you got her out of the way, you claim yourself as the spiritual adult, the reality creator, the powerful one. And then you begin dreaming. And find out where that takes you. Dream who you're going to be, not what you're going to do. And what if you dream who you're going to be with ease and flow and joy and celebration, and the challenges and the reflections are not hardships that you must endure, but feedback that you as a powerful reality creator can work with and heal and shift and change your reality with, you'll find that then the unfoldment of the manifestation will come so much more easily. Do you see that?
Yes.
All right. Because you've got so much passion in there, but it got twisted down into the anger.
Yeah, just lately I've been listening to some of your CDs and listening about the powerless rage and really being in touch with feeling like I can't feel my passion lately.
Well, yeah, that's
I
right.
I know that it's my powerless rage in the
yes,
way.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And who has more powerless rage than almost anybody is probably the young adult.
Yeah.
So she's like really sticking, you know.
Yeah.
But what an opportunity to free yourself, you see. It's phenomenal.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. We're so glad you asked that question. And thank you for letting yourself be on the hot seat on that. All right, who's next?
Hi, Galexis. It's Janine.
Hello.
There's like 20 questions in my head, and what I'm most
only one. We're sorry.
I know. What I'm most present to is what's happening for me tonight. The reservoir and the bubble meditation is so powerful. I feel more present than I felt in like 5 years.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you. Feel vibrantly alive, and at the same time, my solar plexus is so cramped up I could scream. Moan. I feel like, oh, it hurts. And I'm just wondering if you could tell me what's going on.
All right. Well, that's known as resistance. Mm-hmm. That's now what when we talked earlier, we mentioned that there were leaks.
Yes, that's where it was.
That's where it was, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your solar plexus is not used to dealing with the intensity of the energy. Why? Because years ago you felt this energy intensely and you said, this is way too much, I cannot handle it. Let's leak it out, you know? Mm-hmm. Let's calm it down so it's not so intense. We'll just diminish it. All right? So what's happening is your solar plexus is screaming at you, I can't handle all this intensity. I can't, I'm not up to it. I can't handle it. I can't handle it. I can't do enough. Okay. The issue that we sense in the solar plexus for you is that there's twofold. One is that you feel that maybe you're going to have to mobilize your will and be tough. That's just the first response. Uh-huh. And I'm going to have to be strong now, and I'm going to have to really get on the ball, and I can't let myself, you know, wander away now. I'm present. I got to stay present. I can't let myself. You know. No, you can let yourself play. You can actually say, I choose not to be very present today. Oh, no, you shouldn't do that. Right?
I just hear the voice that says, that's not an option.
That's correct. Who is that? That's an internal parent figure, is it not? An internal mm-hmm. authority
yes.
that says this is what's right and this is right. what's wrong and that's not good enough. And, you know, that's the inner critic, the judge, the slave driver,
Yeah, right? I have a big slave driver. Yes.
Yeah. Slave driver, you can't have it easy. Are you kidding? That you're not moving that direction, surely. You've got to be out of your mind. Life is not like that. You can't receive that much. You can't deal with that. You can't love that much. You can't. You're not like that. Okay. You have to work hard. You have to earn and deserve your value. You can't just receive value. You just can't just value yourself out of the blue. Gee, who do you think you are? Okay. Well, see, the clue here is that you're a powerful reality creator, and so we would highly suggest that you personify this voice and stand up to your slave driver and fire it. Thank you. You've done a great job. You're fired. What was it, the immortal words of Donald Trump? You're fired, right? Okay, so given a nice retirement ceremony and a beautiful gold watch, and send it to a beautiful spread on a Caribbean island or something, you know, and retire your slave driver. Okay? You're the powerful one. And then give yourself the authority now. You've got to take your authority back from this sucker. All right? You are not in your authority. You're not owning who you are.
Yes, that's true.
All right? Yeah. You're saying, well, maybe I should be a good girl. I should do the right thing and be a good girl and follow the rules and be perfect and then maybe I'll get rewarded. Old school, mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
And the slave driver you hired to enforce that. You hired the slave driver. You can fire the slave driver, right?
Yes.
Okay, so take your authority back, dear one. Because you've got everything else it takes. But you're just not owning who you are, that's all.
That's all, yeah.
that's the big piece.
Just, yeah.
Well, what can we say? You can just continue reinforcing and remembering and owning your power, owning this is an illusion out here, you know, and there's no shoulds, oughts, and no judgments. And so when you get to that point, you'll take all the judgments off yourself, all of them, every single one of them. You're not weak, you're not stupid, you're not slow, you're not, you know, unsuccessful, blah, 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 blah. You're none of those things. And who's been telling you that you've been there? Your slave driver. If you don't keep your nose to the grindstone, keep pushing and driving and earning your value every moment, you're going to be one of those awful things, right?
Sloth-like, and yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Lazy.
You can't sleep late. You're slug a bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get up, get going. You've got to achieve. You've got to make something of your life. You've got to use your gifts that God gave you and make something of yourself. Did either of your parents give you any of these kinds of messages?
Yes, both of them, yeah.
Oh, you got it from stereo, huh?
More my father, but yes, both of them.
All right. So in meditation, get your parents together and stand up to him. Stand up to both of them and say, you know, I've grown up now. Thank you very much. And I'm very powerful. And I claim and I own my power. And I love you and I forgive you. But this is it. I'm not going to follow your philosophy in order to love you anymore. See, you were honoring your father and your mother. That was a good thing to do. That was a good girl. But you stop doing it that way. And you honor them by lifting yourself, which means that on a spiritual level, they can get lifted too. Think about it. All of you are working on the collective consensus reality at the same time you're working on yourself. You're giving options to everyone else. You're freeing up the world as you free yourself. If you really owned the connections between yourself and your world, you would see so much more impact, so much more change out there. But right now, you don't acknowledge that you have impact and you make a difference out there. So you allow your external world, you allow the outer world to continue in a kind of, you know, consensus reality, automatic flow. You just let it take you. You tend to think that that's where the power is. And it's just kind of an automatic. But you're where the power is. And you take it back first from your parents. And after you fire your slave driver, of course. And then you step into your authority. And you reparent yourself. You love and value yourself. That's what we talked about earlier. That was the... First of all, you recognize step one, you recognize who you are, remember who you are. And step two, with the emotional body now, is to love and value yourself, right? So just go through those stages that we described earlier, and you'll be well on your way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for asking. All right. Who's next? Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Galexis. It's Kai. I left England finally.
Well, congratulations. And you're here where you like to be.
Yeah, in California.
Yeah.
At the moment in my grand adventure.
At the other end of that beam of light, that connective place that you established on your planet.
Yes. So I'm at the moment having this grand adventure in a lot of chaos and a crossroad I'm
Good,
in right
yes.
now. So just trying to understand in terms of what my next step is, because it's pretty much at the moment for me living in the moment, and this is an incredible lesson in learning to live in the moment. So I guess my question is that within this confusion and chaos, I haven't seen like clarity yet in terms of what to do next, but I know it's something to do with bridging Southeast Asia and California as what we kind of speak.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm now in California and... waiting for some answers. So just if you can share some clarity or some guidance in that particular area. That would
All right,
be great.
Well, we want to say that you also have an internal parent, or you have an internal voice that says, okay, we've put up with you learning to live moment by moment. Enough now. Time for you to get back on the linear track. Time for you to get back into achievement now. You gotta do something practical and create some value here. And you got to get into your mission now. You can't wait now. You can't just futz around anymore.
That's when I disintegrate to Enneagram 3. I know that very well.
Absolutely. And that voice is your trigger, you know. The thing is that you've done this phenomenal job of being able to stay in the moment despite the way you've been trained, the way that other people and your peers have told you to be, and all the environments around you.
I'm trusting.
Mm-hmm. You're trusting. And this is new for you, actually. It's kind of new. You kind of waited until you kind of felt really sure before. And then you kind of like... Okay, I got to make sure I have enough money and enough this and enough that and enough. Okay, now I can jump. And this time you're making the jump before all the manifestation happens. And why are you doing that? So that you can create a new template for yourself. So you can create a new way of being. You're in the place where you know you need to be, yes?
Yes,
you
correct.
Know that.
I do know that.
Right.
It's very, very scary with this not knowing the next step and this complete unknown. I mean, when I did the meditation in the Lemurian one, I mean, this is the first time I actually worked with the Fool that came to me.
Mm-hmm.
And really trusting and following the Fool.
Absolutely.
Which is scary.
That's right. Because you've been trained your whole life not to allow that.
That's
but
correct.
We want to point out that if it were not for the Fool, you wouldn't have all the rest of the archetypes. They're the first. They're the ones who open possibility. Those are the ones who are willing to experience adventure. Now, yes, there's something between California and Asia that's along this line of light that we saw when we first talked to you.
Yes.
Right? You know there's something here and there's something there, and you're going to take the something that's here and the something that's there and somehow or another coordinate them. And out of that, you're going to find work that's going to bring you money and things like that. And there's a part of you that knows that. And then there's a part of you that says, I cannot live with the uncertainty anymore. I've got to know what it is. I've got to know what the form is. I've got to know what it is. I've got to know what the form is.
I'm Enneagram 6, naturally. Safety and security.
Right. But you see, Enneagram 6 also, to a certain extent, can be almost the most talented and most gifted of all. Why? Because it's the 6 that looks at every possibility. Originally, to protect yourself, of course. You know, okay, I want to make sure I'm safe, so what if this, and what if that, and what if this, and what if that, and what if that, and what if that, and what if that? It's also the 6 that can, in a sense, morph into this personality, and morph into that personality, and morph into this one if it appears to be safe. I can be this person for you, so that you don't tear me apart. I will step and play the role. So, great actors and actresses in Enneagram 6. Fantastic. They can get into a role. They can feel the realness of all these different possibilities. They can dream anything. And that's your gift too, you see?
Because I was going to actually start doing my filming and my documentary, and I just don't know where to start.
Well, there you go.
My career.
Now, do you know what it feels like when you think about the filming and the doing the documentary? You feel it in your heart. Can you feel it in there?
I feel it right now.
There's a passion in there. There's a love, right? There's love there.
There is, for the nature spirits.
And absolutely. It's just incredible connection. And you've come to a place where the nature here has called you as well.
Trees.
The trees, right?
Yes.
You come and you just come up to the trees and you go, and you just drink in the energies of the trees, right? Can you let yourself spend some time with the trees and drinking it in and receiving from the trees? Because they'll help you.
I was originally meant to be going to the trees, but I sidetracked and went to the desert instead on the way here, but I will.
That's all right. The sidetrack was valuable. See, don't think that the sidetracks are bad things, okay? Oh, gosh, I'm behind. No, you're not. All those deviations play their part, dear one. Can you give yourself some grace for that?
Yes.
Okay. Just forgive yourself. It's okay. Don't judge yourself that you haven't gotten it together yet, or you should be getting it, or this hasn't happened, or you did something wrong, or you did something not just right, or you are slow, or you're stupid, or something like that. Don't go there. This was an adventure you were having. So you took a little trip to a desert to have an adventure in a desert.
I enjoyed it.
There you go. Can enjoyment be valuable?
Yes.
Okay, good. Remember that. All of you remember that. Fun is valuable.
I'm having a lot of fun right now.
Yes, you are.
That voice saying, you know, you have to get it together by now.
Right. That's the that's that parental voice that says, enough now. You've played enough. You got to do your homework now, right? Come out. Come out. Come inside. You've played enough. You got to sit down and do your work now. It's kind of like parents do that, don't they? Sometimes. Okay. Well, when you were a kid and that happened, how did you feel?
I kind of shut down.
Oh, right. How do you feel when you're a kid and you're out there having fun and you're running and playing and jumping and blah, 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 and the parents say, come on in, you've played enough. This is not okay. You've got to come in now. Have you done your homework? No, you've got to do your homework for tomorrow. Come on in. You know. And you have to leave your friends, you have to leave your fun, you have to go into the house, you have to take your bath, right? You know, or whatever else it is. Wash your hands and wash behind your ears or whatever. And then you have to sit down and focus, okay? You have to do your arithmetic or whatever. How do you feel? Can you feel how the darkness closes in on you? Ugh. Can all of you remember that kind of feeling? You're being pulled away from the joy. Now you have to do something you have to do. Now you may actually have enjoyed math. You may have actually enjoyed those things. But when they are something you have to do, do you enjoy them anymore? No. Right? So the object for you here is to realize you're on a celebration, you're on a play, you're having a wonderful time, and you have to let yourself move into your heart's desire, into your passion, and with your love, remember what we were talking about before, in receiving that love, you send it out and you touch out there in the world the people you don't know, but the people that you need to connect with that will love to connect with you. Bring them in, okay? And as you start doing things that you have to do, love that too. And see how you can enjoy that. And see how it can be interesting and intriguing. And from a reality creator point of view, how to adjust it, craft it, hone it, play with it. And see that you're doing an incredible dance in reality creation right now. Because you see, the voice, the inner voice of that inner parent is going to try to tell you to not trust yourself anymore. Give up your dream. Go back and do what you need to do to survive and make your compromises. You don't want to go there.
I'm not willing to go down that path anymore because I have been in that path before. So, I mean, I'm scared at the moment in terms of, like, not knowing, living kind of day to day at the moment. But I'm listening to that voice, that trust, and just keep going forward.
That's right. And keep being present. That's been really helpful for you. But give you the love. Receive, give the love. Receive the love, give the love. Receive the love, give the love. Have you not, when you're having joy and fun, are you not doing that?
Absolutely.
That's right. So do it consciously and deliberately in the arena of income.
Okay.
See, you've been doing it out here playing around when you don't have to do...
That kind of makes sense.
Right. Can just move that energy into income. Where in the past, your income has been, just so screwed up. It was like, okay, compromise time. You have to be the person that this person wants to hire.
Yes, I remember those days.
You remember that. It wasn't that long ago.
No.
No. So as long as you remember it, it can maybe keep you out of the cesspool again, right?
Absolutely. I'm focusing a lot on the function at the moment and how I want to live my
exactly.
life and enjoy my life.
That's right. So keep the joy up. Assume and anticipate and expect that joy will continue as you open up financial possibilities and as through love you draw in by magic those people who you can work with to create and get started your heart's desire.
I'm ready.
Yeah, you are. And when that part says, okay, enough, enough, you got to know what's next, you got to be clear, you got to be ready, you got to know what the form is, you got to do, 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 do. You're fired.
Well, I was going to say, I've been feeling the fire since Maui, the intensity in my body burning up with fire. So I'm ready to go.
Yeah, that's a lot of passion in there. A lot of love, tremendous love. Give that love out. Just keep working out. Because, of course, also you have to understand that love withheld will hurt the heart, too. Love withheld hurts the heart. Heart attacks come to people who cannot love or let themselves love. They're too afraid to let themselves love. So they get heart attacks. The heart is not attacking, of course. They're attacking. thought. And if you notice that a lot of people after their heart attacks, they get softer. They're more caring. They're more friendly. They're warmer. Have you ever noticed that? If they get the message, few don't, and then they have to have another one or another one. But your heart is so huge right now. So don't hold it back. Send that love out. Keep receiving, sending, receiving, sending. Keep it flowing. Keep it moving. Don't let it plug up anywhere. Because in your situation as a six, you can easily in the past have let fear plug you up. All right? But you're doing well.
Good to know.
You're doing well. And just give yourself a moment and go stand in front of a mirror and observe your radiance. How it just oozes out of every pore of your body. How you're pumping out light.
I'm trying to hide it a little bit. I'm just afraid it's going to scare people with this intensity I feel right now in my life.
Do you want to hold back so that you get placid people in your life?
No.
Mm-mm. You don't want to kowtow to some imaginary people, do you?
Absolutely not.
These are not the people you want to live with, do you?
No.
Or work with or anything? No, no. You want to work with people who are like, wow, I love this passion, let's go for it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. So don't hold back, dear one. But if you hold back in any way, if you try to hide, make sure that there's no shame in there. That's rearing its ugly head. Because one of the things that men get really heavy, and some women take over the men's version too of shame, is that one of the big motivations men have is to hide any weakness that they may have. We're not going to let anybody see that there's any place in us where we don't know everything. Or we're on top of it, you know. We don't want them to see any weakness, any hesitation, any softness, anything. Because in the macho culture, the chauvinistic paradigm, how is pecking order established? It's established generally through violence. Through domination, which is generally violently abusive energetically to someone. Yes? Right. So the thing is, in the past you were afraid of that violence. You don't need to be anymore. And you don't have to hide anything for fear that, oh gosh, you could show a failure, you could show an insecurity, you could show something that you don't do perfectly well. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to hide anymore. You see, if you want to be creative, and you do, you want to get involved in a creative experience rather than just a work job, right?
Yes.
To be creative, you have to make mistakes. Sorry. Creativity is sloppy. Let's try that. Oh, no, I guess that didn't work. Okay, let's try that. Oh, yeah, we can adjust it this way. Okay, all right, so that didn't work quite like that, but if we could do it this way, oh, yeah, this is doing better. You see? That's what creativity is about. Does that make sense to you?
I'm willing to collect this. I've left my adolescent back in London, so he's not going to bother me here in California.
Yeah, make sure he stays back there. Make
he's
sure
staying
he's
in
got,
London.
He's got everything he wants, the fanciest cars, the greatest dates, and social activity, and everything. Give him everything, all right? So he's content to stay back there, yes?
Yeah, he's happy in London right now.
So okay.
I can live my life here in
California. He's living in London, right? Living large over there, yes. Good. Good. Okay, so stay free, and stay free of your young adult as well. Okay.
Thank you.
Dear one. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you all so much for your sharings, and the questions have been really good. We've really appreciated that because it, in a sense, your questions write the workshop too, you see? It brings the information out in its application. And since we have not, since we are not going to end with a meditation, we're just going to go with a break at this point. So we want to express to those of you who are not going to stay with us for the subsequent meditation, but who need to go home and so forth. Remember, if you get this CD for the evening, the other meditation will be on it as well as all of this. So we'd like to thank you so much, so very, very much, for having come and sharing your light and being together and for letting us play with you, letting us love you and have a really good time with you. And you did, and we are very appreciative. We're very grateful that you let us in and you let us move in there and just fill you up. All right? So we wish you all the very, very best of your successes. Because, dear ones, we're going to hear about it in the future, you know, how successful you are. And we'll say, yeah, well, we knew all along. Right? Well, you do too, but you just sometimes don't admit it. So we give you our blessings and our love and surround you with our light. Farewell.